the way it happens, and that's why there are cases in the Ninth and Seventh Circuits dismissing indictments, because the evidence before the grand jury was illegal.
But it doesn't necessarily follow in every case.
It doesn't.
The trial evidence should be tainted.
It doesn't necessarily follow in every case, no.
Let's assume one where it doesn't.
In that case, the motion to suppress in the criminal case still gives the criminal defendant the protection against the material being used against him or her. The only person left unprotected then in the government scheme of things would be the grand jury witness, who the government finds out about because of an illegal bug, gets hauled off the streets, and is told, you better answer these questions we're making up. You better help in the disclosure of this illegally overheard material, otherwise you're going to go to jail for the life of the grand jury. That isn't the glue case.
You might be indicted yourself.
Or one might be indicted oneself. Yes, Mr. Justice White. The government's position, also, if the court please, is anomalous because of the citation of Section 2520. The government says, presumably, that Mr. Parnas, Mr. Gelbard could get a judgment in a civil case that they'd been illegally overheard. That'd be res judicata. And then when they came before the grand jury, I guess the government couldn't use this illegally overheard material. Well, what's the difference here? The only difference is the case is riper than it would be if they came in and brought a strike civil action without them ever having gotten the subpoena to appear before the grand jury. It's ripe because they're about to go to jail. This conclusion, Mr. Justice White, that if the court please, that we've come to rests not just on Silverthorne, which is a little different from this case, but on Wise versus Henkel in 220 U.S. And there this court said in no uncertain terms that the district judge has the power to control the illegal conduct of its officers in the execution of its process. The rule of Wise versus Henkel has not been disturbed by any subsequent decision, and nothing in this statute or in the legislative history evinces any congressional intention to disturb it in cases arising under the 1968 Act. And so Mr. Parnas and Mr. Gelbard are in no different a position before the grand jury than any other witness who resists the compulsion to testify by invoking some privilege designed to protect not against incrimination, but privacy. The federal rules of evidence that have been proposed are full of such privileges. Trade secrets, political vote, priest-penitent, lawyer-client, and there are common law ones, such as the version of the marital privilege mentioned in the dissent in the Wyatt case, and the diplomatic privilege.
Mr. Tiger, what would happen if A beats up B and makes B tell a story to the grand jury about C? What remedy does B have?
If A is a government agent,
A is a priest.
Then aside from his remedy in the canon law courts, which he would have, a civil remedy that B would have would be against A. And since there's no state action involved at the point of the beating, there isn't at that point anything that the law can take notice of.
Well, suppose it was a state officer who beat him up.
If it's a state officer that beat up B to tell a story about C, then Judge Learned Hand's opinion in Henry Freed, which is cited in our brief, indicates that in such a situation, a federal court has, under its plenary equity powers, the right, and some would say the duty, under appropriate circumstances, to intervene, to protect against the consequences.
How?
If B had already testified by suppressing the use of that evidence against C. Well, if he'd not, by giving him the right not to.
What could B do before he testified?
He could bring a suit citing In re Freed as authority, Mr. Justice Marshall.
Which would be decided a month after he testified.
Well, he could refuse to testify and ask that that the court uphold his claim as the petitioners did here.
Thank you, gentlemen. The case is submitted. We'll hear.
Mm-hmm.